looks about Paul's countdown as far as the first phase is concerned, with starts tomorrow, the 19th of April. Just 24 hours to go, and 102 seats will go to polls in that first phase. And the Election Commission's notification as far as the fourth phase of polls is concerned, which will take place on the 13th of May, for 96 seats is the notification of that fourth phase of polling. Migrant worker shot dead in Anantnag in Jammu and Kashmir, a terror attack that was planned on the eve of polls. The terrorist who was killed is from Bihar. Salman Khan firing case, in which one more person now has been detained from Haryana. He was a link between the Lawrence Bishnoi gang and the shooters. 4 lakh rupees was promised to the shooters. 1 lakh was given before the job was done, and 3 lakhs was to be given after the job was done to scare the actor. After the United States, now the EU, to impose new sanctions on Iran's drone and missile producers over Tehran's unprecedented weekend attack on Israel. Let's get you our top story, and that's the campaigning that's ended on Wednesday evening for 102 Lok Sabha seats across 21 states and union territories, which will go to polls in the first phase. That's going to start tomorrow morning, the 19th of April, with top leaders of the BJP-led NDA and the opposition India bloc making a last gasp effort to woo voters. Leading the charge was Prime Minister Modi, who took a whirlwind tours of various constituencies, addressing rallies, holding roadshows, and also talking about how he had gone with hope in 2014, trust in 2019, and in this election, his motto is guarantee. Modi's guarantee across the country, and he says that he is giving the guarantee of fulfilling all these guarantees in the elections this time around. Home Minister Amit Shah, Rajnath Singh, and also we saw Congress leaders Mallikarjun Kharge and Rahul Gandhi all canvassing for their candidates. We have Sam Daniel joining us to get us more on this. Sam, when we talk about Tamil Nadu, the fourth, you know, this is the fourth largest state when it comes to the election, especially when we talk about Tamil Nadu, that will go to elections in that first phase, which is going to start tomorrow. Take us through the contest, which is between AIADMK. And when we talk about, you know, it is a three-way contest, but it is, you know, strategically, it's the DMK and the AIADMK, you know, which is where the competition lies.
Divya, technically, Tamil Nadu witnesses a four-cornered contest, but the key contest could be between the ruling DMK, the opposition, the AIADMK, and the BJP, which is trying to fight alone with a few smaller allies and try to expand its footprint in the state. The ruling DMK is retaining its 2019 formidable alliance that helped it to sweep, winning 38 of the 39 seats in Tamil Nadu. It hopes to repeat that. It fights this election on issues of federalism, states' rights, and calling this as the last opportunity to save democracy, as it calls it, taking over the BJP. And it promises things like reduction in price of LPG, petrol, diesel, doing away with the mandatory NEET for Tamil Nadu. And across India, it promises 1,000 rupees for all poor women. It's also coming under the umbrella of the India Alliance, which promises 1 lakh every year for women across India, besides creating at least 30 lakh government jobs across the country. On the other hand, the AIADMK is fighting with a few allies like late actor Vijay Gandhi's DMDK. It's counting on the anti-incumbency against the ruling DMK, and it focuses on issues of price rise, state rights, and also on issues of corruption and family politics, in particular taking on the ruling DMK. It's also promising cut in fuel prices, a Supreme Court bench in Tamil Nadu, and also a monthly assistance of 3,000 rupees if it manages to get a favorable government at the center.